Roxy, you did your makeup too? Or is that a filter?
No, I actually tried today. Damn, how are
Looks
you looking? Why are
nice. You got the
How are you
hair.
coming in here looking?
No, I just said I didn't know if it was a filter or not. I mean, you normally
No.
don't wear your natural hair out.
That's
You
valid.
normally not dress. You usually have on a sports bra and a weight belt because you're like, I just got back from the gym. My leg press a train.
A
I was
weight
leg
belt.
pressing locomotives today.
I tried today.
Yeah, but it looks nice. I like the little velour shirt you got on right now. It's giving. Look at here, sucker. If you don't want no mess, then don't you come in here starting none. Just giving.
I'm changing.
Hey, I got a quick question. Do y'all know anybody who's like I just saw a skit. I just saw a skit of a girl who was pretending to put her number in and she cash apped herself. Is that like a joke online, or do y'all know anybody who ever did that?
I've heard of people doing that.
I've heard
No.
of it, but maybe it's like an urban legend because I don't know anybody for real
I
who
don't
does
know.
that. I
How
don't know anybody
anybody do
that's actually
that.
completed that mission.
You need the person's pen, or you need their face to complete the Cash App
That's
transaction.
what
So
I
I don't
was
know how they would do
thinking.
that.
Oh, but I mean, if the phone was unlocked because they gave it to you, does that
You still
no,
got
because
to pen.
that's
Right. You
anything?
still got
Right.
to send the pen
You
after still
you
need to
send
put
the
the pen,
money.
or it has to scan your face for the
Okay,
call.
I think they could do it with Venmo, but you need to be in a situation where you can escape. Like I would try this on like a subway and then immediately jump off. But
Wait, I don't remember no pen for no Cash App.
when
Because
you
it
send
scans your
it,
face. It's either scans your face or you have to put the pen in manually.
yeah. So like if you don't have a face thing, you put the amount you're finna send, and then after you send, you gotta put your pen, your Cash App pen in, or it won't send it.
Oh, I've never done that. I've had people cash at me and no pen.
How do you do it
Yes.
no pen?
I don't know. I've been like when I sell merch and stuff like that, like if somebody doesn't have cash or whatever, they're like, can I cash out? I'm like, yeah. And I sit there and watch them. They just do, 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 and
Yeah,
that's
but it
it.
still scans their face. So To
you
get
either
in.
have to, it scans your face while you're holding your phone after you hit send. It scans your face. That's what it's circling. Send me $30 real quick, Lou, No,
and I'll
I'm show you.
cool. Ooh. I'll send one to see.
Just got to
If
scan
they're
your face. No,
aggressive,
my Cash
any
App is
amount would work.
automatically opens up to Cash App. So, Yeah, but when you send the money, once you hit
Oh yeah,
$30
see.
real quick.
Why keep being 30? What you need to buy?
Yeah, to hear, why are you trying to get lunch?
Just send $40 real quick. I'd go up.
That's the door dash with the tip. I'm like,
Nah,
nah, I don't need all of that.
that's so I
Do
can take it
nothing.
immediately without the fees. So I still get the full 30.
So that means she got it where it just scan it.
Yeah, I don't. Maybe it's a security lock or something.
Let me see.
That's just a joke. That's just the internet joke. Has to
Yeah,
be.
I think so. Verify. You know what? But I didn't verify my identity, so maybe that's. Did you verify your identity on Cash App? Oh, I didn't. So maybe that's why I gotta put them.
Why not?
Either. I didn't know you have to do that.
Oh,
You
y'all, that's why
can.
y'all.
Since you gotta see a photo ID. Yes, it says your photo ID. I didn't do that.
Oh, y'all out here living. Nah, man. I'm not getting verified. They know it's me. That's why I gotta put the pin.
So you didn't do your ID either?
No, I got
You said
everything in
what?
there. I just thought it scanned my face before it sent it.
Okay.
Something's going on with your
Okay,
mic,
so it's
Roxy.
me and Jasmine.
Yeah, Rocky,
That
Roxy,
was
your
a trick
mic's
play.
doing
Don't
something
look.
weird. Where's your holder? Why are you holding it like that?
I
You
gotta
a fool.
go. I gotta buy one. I got another mic. Should I just go get the other mic real quick instead of holding? Something
Yeah,
about me
get
holding has
that
been pissing y'all off for a few
ready to
weeks. So
rumble
I'll just
ass
go.
mic out of here.
Is it good quality?
You about to spit a fire freestyle about Pokemon right now.
Hey, I
I'm
was
gonna
just
beat
watching
the
Bush like no
Pokemon.
one ever would.
What
The Pokemon
Pokemon slander will
Fire.
be tolerated?
The new one?
What, the
No,
show or the
I've
movie?
never watched the Pokemon cartoon series ever. So I'm watching it now.
You weren't
Oh,
part of
you
that
watching the
craze?
original first anime?
Was
Damn,
it?
you are.
Is
Yeah,
it?
same. What? The first one, yeah, came out in 98? So yeah,
No,
if you
he
watching
thought you
the
said that that was the first anime ever.
Oh, hell no. I was saying that's the first Pokemon anime, because you know they got all the movies. They got a new one, Pokemon Horizon.
Oh, No, I've been playing Pokemon Go heavy.
Watching the original.
And I was like, maybe I should figure out what this is about. So I started.
Pokemon Go was your first Pokemon anything?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's crazy. So all you were in school when they were like banning it because they said it was demonic, or was that just a Texas
thing? Demonic.
Damn.
Yeah,
they were saying it was demon. So some schools were banning.
I went to a Christian elementary school and they were like, "Don't bring that to school." It's
the pocket monsters. Bible Belt.
Yeah.
Pocket monsters is.
Yeah.
We had bigger things to worry about, like guns in the school. So
yeah, I had a conveyor belt at my school. Like we had to go to a metal detector. Oh. And I'm not. The last thing they worry about was pocket monsters.
So. Hey, Lulu High School had a subway in it. You had to niggas was jumping the turnstile to get to class.
Who's I'm looking at Pikachu and thinking the devil, though? It's like all these cutesy ass characters.
Well, I could Charmander has like fire. Devil.
He's a lizard.
That's
devilish.
Okay, I'll be right back.
That's a stretch.
Yeah, it was.
I'm on season one, so I'm like really into it right now. So,
fire.
Pokemon is life right now.
Yeah, that theme song went hard, too.
We was trading cards. We didn't know what to do with them. I didn't know how to play. We was trading all those cards, and I didn't know what the hell to do with them. Like, no one knew how to play the game. We just wanted all the cards.
See, that's what confused me. The cards is what confused me. Like, what is...
Hey man, you ain't really about that life. That's what that means. You ain't really about that life.
I really ain't.
Same. I didn't know what to do with Pogs either. Like...
Same.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what was that.
Niggas had the Pogs, they be slamming them down on each other. Like, yeah, these are mine. I'm like, wait a minute, bitch, how?
I never played the game. It was just collecting them. It's like, yeah, I got the Wolverine one. And then we were just like, now what? It's like, I mean, I got it. It's cool. I was told I should have this. That's basically what Pokemon was.
Got your nice little Stanley pack?
My nice little water. Nice little ice water.
He a bad bitch.
Is it a Stanley though? Is it?
It is. Ooh. I'm trendy.
Ooh. Must be nice.
Yeti is so last year.
I have a fake Stanley. I have a fake Stanley from Amazon. It gets just as cold. No lead in it. I call it a Flanley, like a. Doesn't really have a name. It's just if you just type in metal tumbler Stanley lookalike, that's what you get.
They got one of those on TikTok too.
Yeah,
for like $8.
Wait, you typed the Stanley lookalike part?
Yeah, Stanley lookalike or like Stanley dupe, and that's what I got.
They got cups that look just like Stanley's at Five Below too. Pay you $5, nigga, save all that extra.
Honestly, if you just type in Stanley, they'll give you other options. Like, look, we don't got that shit, but we got this. Like, bitch, you on Amazon.
How was everybody's weekend?
Chill.
Good. I stayed home. I stayed in LA. I didn't go to Coachella. Did anybody go to Coachella?
Hell no. You gotta wait in line to take a shower.
That's crazy.
Damn.
Okay, let's see.
Niggas getting tanks over there.
I've never been to Coachella.
Me neither.
Yeah, me neither.
I said you got to wait in line 2 hours in the morning just to take a shower.
I hear it's really hot and people be intense, smashing, and then there was Herpcella. It was just every year it got progressively worse.
Herpcella?
Yeah, there was like an outbreak of STDs during like a few years ago in Coachella. So it was just like every year, it just seemed less and less attractive to go. And then the price kept going up and I was just like, I don't think this is in my card.
It was like $3,000 for VIP tickets, and the VIP gets you like just a section with a tent. And that's where you could sleep. That was your VIP.
Did they give you the tent?
I don't think so.
Hey, you know what's crazy?
I gotta bring my own tent.
BYOT. Yep.
Damn. Now
we have all of this stuff encouraging better self-care and for men, we got the Curology and the deodorant and all of that, and they still going crazy with this Woodstock behavior. I ain't gonna be able to do it, playboy.
Woodstock?
Woodstock behavior, nigga. That's sleep all day or all night, wake up, drink beer to brush your teeth with. I'm not doing all that shit.
I heard Woodstock sucked too. I heard it was hot and muddy and it smelled bad and the sound system was bad, but it was like looking back at it. It was like everybody liked it.
Well, the drugs are better back then.
All of that foolishness would make sense if it was free. Like, it should just be for the people who love the artist so much they're willing to camp and be outdoors, because I'm not one. But if I pay $3,000 to camp, I'm furious.
And they're on heavy drugs, so I don't know why everybody's not dehydrated out there. So
that's what they always say. You gotta bring a lot of water.
Oh yeah, people pass out.
Mm, it ain't worth it.
Nah, not at all, man. I miss that hype. I also miss South by Southwest. I wanted to go to South by Southwest, but now I heard it's hella corporate and kind of like Coachella.
It's a tech conference.
It used to be so good. Yeah, it's ass. It used to be fun as fuck, and it would be just sexy men and bitches. But shit, now it's corporate. Which one did you everybody. Go
to? I went to a South by Southwest. That shit was corporate as fuck.
Right.
I had a panel. I did a panel.
I went like 2000.
Did you go before 2019?
You did a panel? You went recently. That's no, what I was
it was
say.
Actually 2019. I think it was 2018 or 2019 I went.
Oh, okay.
And I did a Facebook panel.
It was a wrap.
It was so boring. It was boring as fuck.
Roxy, you got a hell of a delay right now. Like, we don't even see your mouth moving. We don't even see your mouth moving. It's just, we just hear your voice.
You mad anime right now.
Yeah, hella anime. That or a ventriloquist.
It's been months, Roxy. What's going on?
And I moved. Jesus. Okay, I moved. This AT&T, I just got new service. I moved. This is a new blur. I don't know if
it looks like
tell.
A flip book.
I just want to say, you look like a stop motion character. I need you to log out, come right back in, and we're going to try it again. Because right now, it's just...
Okay, and I'm going to tell my story when I come back.
Nah, we're going to be distorted by that time, baby.
God damn. Okay, bye.
So this is she's gone. I was going to say something very ghetto that works for me is if I'm ever doing something really important and I'm worried about the Wi-Fi, I actually have like a wall cable, like what you put into a phone.
Oh, yeah.
And I put that directly into the router. Like I have...
That's the best way to make sure you don't have anything happen. Absolutely. Yeah.
I go wired by, like unwired.
Roxy was in this bitch like, yeah, I entered the on last week. And then and it's so fun. And they get it was horrible.
I had to just do the, what is it called? Fiber? Yeah, because I mean, I'm for like a year now, but
you got Verizon,
AT&T.
Damn, I don't think they come over here.
What, AT&T or fiber?
AT&T or fiber.
They might.
They're not everywhere.
They be like, nah, we don't come over here. Like, damn, oh, we got a Spectrum.
AT&T is scared of.
They don't come over here. They was like, nah, put your street in. Nah, we don't go over there.
They had their truck stole too many times over there. They ain't fucking with the loop.
Man, I love what Spectrum has done for y'all, but Spectrum be shitting on me, man. Like, I didn't have no service last night.
Damn.
All last night. They were just like, nah, we're not working.
How you stream?
That's the thing. That's why I don't stream that much anymore.
Because of Spectrum?
Yeah. I'll be streaming, and then I start lagging, and then my character's running into the wall for 5 minutes.
Oh, no. That's bad because your name is above you. So people be like, hey, that's Lulu. It's just like.
I'm not going to explain to people. No. I'm really good. It's just the lag. It's the lag. Now,
say something now, Roxy. Let's see.
Hello.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you're going to have to go from your phone, Shawty. You're going to have to go from your phone.
She said hello like 2 minutes ago.
It's still lagging. It sounded like she's falling down the stairs. Hello.
Yeah, just you might have to log in from your phone, Johnny. You ain't. Yeah, just do it from the phone.
Okay. Oh, the background ain't gonna be blurred. Okay. We gonna see. You gonna lose the computer filter.
I see how you really live. I love that.
Beauty filter gone. Blood gone.
Jasmine, what's behind you?
This is a room divider I found on Amazon. And I just pop it up so no one sees how I live, and I go on about my business.
Damn,
that's what Roxy should have did.
That's it looked like the one that was in the Golden Child. Y'all remember Golden Child?
With the snake. I walk the night.
Yeah. Remember the
when she was behind the thing, behind the
room divider thing. Yeah. You could only see a silhouette, Jasmine.
No, what's Golden Child?
You say what now?
What is Golden Child?
Are you serious?
Old ass movie.
Hey, Tahir, can you turn her shit off?
Well, here's the thing.
Is it that level of important?
Pat hadn't seen it either.
I still haven't seen it. I just
know this mother. I haven't seen.
Who? Okay. What is? Okay. Who's in it? What's it about?
Eddie Murphy.
Okay.
I went through this too, Jasmine. That's the only reason I went through this.
See, this is what I can't stand. I hate how Black people do us like this, because anytime I haven't seen something, it's never, you in for a treat. Look for, no, it's always,
you in for a treat.
Right. Oh,
you in for a treat?
Be encouraging. Why aren't you encouraging?
But you know why?
You know what
why?
It is?
It's a quintessential Eddie Murphy must-see movie. And we just expect specifically Black comics to have seen at least like the top 15 Eddie movies. And that, in my opinion, is in the top 15. So that's
and
why
I also feel like we try to shame you into going to watch it.
Yeah.
Shame is not a tool of empowerment. That's how we treat everything. That's why I don't know how to explain it. Anytime I don't know how to do something Black, is that.
I guarantee a lot of times you probably got better at something because you were shamed because you were bad at it first.
Mm-hmm. No. I grew up on hugs and coddlement, okay?
Yeah, what happened to encouragement?
Coddlement? You get that from your parents. I'm not here to raise you.
Exactly. Thank you.
Your parents supposed to encourage you. Mm-hmm. I shame you to your better. I deliver tough love. Okay, that's what I'm here for. That's the tough love.
Like, this is my parents though, because they were like really. I couldn't watch, if I wasn't 13, I couldn't watch something PG-13. So I just haven't had a chance to go back to it. This isn't one that people talk about as much. Like,
I've
never heard anyone quote The Golden Child.
Listen, you're bugging.
To be fair, Lou, to be fair, they considered Pokemon the devil where she from. So we got to give her a little pat. This movie actually had the devil in it. Like, remember the white dude? This movie actually had the devil in it. So,
my dear sweet brother Noomsi.
Sweet brother Noomsi.
Oh, that's what that's from.
Oh, see, man, you just said, don't nobody be quoting it. Exactly.
See, I thought Damn. It was.
Okay. Jasmine, I need you to pick a side of the fence to play on or stay on, sweetie.
Hear me out.
Dear sweet brother Noomsi, I should be punished. I should be purged.
Hear me out. Okay, this is going to sound wild. There's a Kanye song. I think it's Gone.
Oh, yeah. My sweet brother Noomsi.
Yeah.
I thought he was saying, because I'm an AK, I thought he was saying, my sweet brother Noomsi. I thought it was just a reference to Kappa.
This is about as good a place as any for us to jump into the first topic of the day. Want to give a shout out to our OG squad. We got Lulu Gonzalez, Patrick Cloud is here. I'm to hear more. We got special guests. We got Jasmine Ellis here. We also have Roxy Hayes. At some point, she's going to jump in the show. She's just getting her tech together. But until she gets here, we're going to keep it moving. So we're going to jump into this first topic right after this.
So who's Noomsi?
Noomsi.
I thought you saw the movie.
Who's Noomsi? That's a Kappa?
That's what she thought that they were saying, but he's saying sweet brother.
Yeah, Noomsi. But who is that? Is that like
like noobs founder? Or what they call each other. So like a noob is like a reference, like it's a Kappa. A Kappa's a noob. So I was just saying, I thought it was.
Oh, you thought she was saying my sweet brother Noomsi.
Yeah.
Quote. He references a lot of Greek stuff, like got my Kappas in Paris and they go in gorillas, like because he went to college, so he's like referencing HBCU shit a lot. It made sense in my head.
I thought he said niggas in Paris and they go in gorillas.
That's what I thought he said too.
Greeks always turn shit for themselves.
Hey, look at him trying to make it work for her.
Always be like, but he said
look it Kappas up. Look AKA. It up, Jasmine.
The radio edit says Kappas. I don't have to look it up. I'm telling you.
You guys just hear yourself in every song?
In radio. Yeah. I worked in radio. I know what the radio edit says. So
Oh my God, Keenan, this has to go in there somewhere, man. This is this.
You guys heard Kappa's in Paris?
No.
First topic of the day, we have, would you rather have an actual thought bubble that people can read when you think versus one of your texts posted every day to social media?
Say that again.
Would you rather have an actual thought bubble that comes above your head when you think it before you respond to something, before you say something, and people can read that shit? Or would you rather have one of your text messages randomly picked and posted to social media every day?
Option B, hard sell. Because what? I'm already cautious about what I put in the text because there's a chance someone can screenshot that anyway. Okay?
But you don't text your partner? You don't text your partner? Like, soon as I get home, I'm going to put this warm loving on you. You ain't never...
Warm loving?
Like a paper trail on my napkin.
What decade is it?
I didn't want to assume what her sex talk sounds like, so I just went with something super PG.
Desmond, you do look like you say warm loving, though.
Am I in a humble cookie? That sounds like some shit Crumble would say. This week we're serving warm loving.
Jasmine looks like she does aggressive cuddling. She'd be like, oh, I'm going to cuddle you so fucking hard tonight, man. It's going to... Somebody's about to meet the cuddle man. Monster.
Shut up.
Telling your partner, man, I'm cuddle you so hard, man.
Man with the comma?
Yeah. That's man. So casual out of nowhere.
You said the text bubble is whenever? What was the thing? Like,
every time you think?
No, the think bubble, the thought bubble. So like before you respond to something, as you're talking to somebody, you're thinking about your next thing, it pops up and people read whatever you're thinking.
I'm with Jasmine. I'm going text. I mean, I be sending some freaky stuff, but I be posting freaky stuff. So I don't think anybody would be shocked by any of my texts that pop
You don't
up.
Be posting freaky stuff.
Did you see that Finding Nemo thing? After that Finding Nemo thing, I've been good. Like people,
that wasn't freaky though. That
did you see the? Did you see the banana? Did you see the banana one? Did you see the
yeah, I
the
saw
Long
that,
John
that
donut?
I be more loose on Twitter. Instagram, I'll be chilling, but dang. On Twitter, I'll be going kind of reckless.
You publicly thirsting for animated characters.
Yeah. You just like pastries.
She de-throated a pastry.
She just like
brought
pastries.
It out.
It's just take no the hot dog every morning, and nobody complaining.
Every morning?
First of all, Luke,
your cholesterol is crazy.
Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. That's number one. Number two, not a deep
Today Monday.
Bite.
Weenie Wednesday.
Today is Monday.
Today is Monday. You had your deli.
I was traveling today. If I don't get the first bunch, I don't mess with it. I got to get in that first batch. So I was traveling today. I missed it.
I just feel like unfiltered thoughts are just too loose. You kind of curate your text, like Jasmine said, like.
But that's especially the thing, you don't get to pick what text thread they pull it from, what message they pull. They random, it could be old, it could be something.
It's old?
It's random. It's old. Whatever is in your phone,
it can randomly post it at any time.
It might not even be a text. It might just be a picture, something you sent. So it could be either one.
In all time?
Huh? What'd you say,
Pat?
Pat, what'd you say?
Oh, I was saying like every text from all time, like
no, anything that's in your phone currently.
Oh,
yeah. No, from whenever you make the thing.
I'm like.
What'd you say? What were you finna say, Jasmine?
I was gonna say, Tahir, you're making some really good points, but at the end of the day, I have ADHD. At any point, someone could be talking to me and anything is going on. I don't need people to know how disrespectful my thoughts are. It would destroy all my relationships.
Yeah, we wouldn't be able to keep a job, a relationship. You everything know, would crumble.
Yeah, but if you read my text messages, it'd be a little bit different too. Like,
are your texts worse than your thoughts?
Yeah, because I have time to formulate some shit. My free thoughts be sometimes it be loose, you know, it be reckless. But when I think about some shit and I'm going for the kill and I'm like going through it, nah, that's
you. Imagine you know those impulsive thoughts that you have, like you're driving, like, I'll flip this car over right now. Yeah. You imagine driving Uber and your passenger in the back, like, I should flip this car over right now. Hey, nigga, no, you shouldn't. Don't do that. Please don't.
That's crazy. You can't flirt no more because, you know, like, it's no art of seduction. He know I'm trying to fuck. So they'll walk up, like, yeah, I'll suck it. Like, I don't do that anyway,
Roxy. I don't do the art of seduction. I don't be doing that shit.
You just lose. I'd be like, yo.
Hey, the way that Lulu said that lets you know how her flirt game is. I don't do that art of seduction shit.
I don't do no seduction.
I walk up to a nigga dick? Like, hey, yo, dick, man, son. Run that dick, B.
I was on a date this weekend, right? I ran into somebody that I know, and he came over like, yo, I was like, nigga, be out. Like, why are you talking to me?
Hey, but look how Lulu explained it. Lulu said, I was on a date this weekend, you know what I'm saying? And motherfucker.
But y'all gotta look, listen. If I go back home, when I go home, every bitch be like this. Like, it's only
home is New York, right?
Yes.
Yes, this is, I love New Yorker energy.
So I'm saying, like, when I go home, this is normal. Like, when I get here, everybody's like, don't talk with your hands. Like, keep it ladylike. Like, oh, my God, pull it out.
My guy?
What is that, the table?
My
Why
God
are
is
we
crazy.
Here?
My guy, pull it out. See, that?
My guy, pull it out is wild.
Why are we here?
My guy.
Some conversation.
I'm gonna try that tonight. I'm gonna pull up on my white husband tonight. Like, my guy, pull it out. What's up? Be out.
You know what, Jazz, is the way you
that's
said
the,
that.
That's one of the main reasons why I'm like, should I get a white husband? But then I can't do shit like that.
Should I?
You're gonna scare him. But honestly, I believe that all white men deserve a little distress. Like, it's how, like, you know what I mean? Don't be his piece. They don't deserve it. So it's
don't be his piece.
It's crazy.
Yo, next time he don't do some shit, just look at him and be like, yo, dead ass.
My guy.
Yo. My guy, dead ass. You take out the trap.
Don't take no dating advice from Lulu, okay? Don't do that shit.
Listen, when she said disturb peace, that I could do. She didn't say about
looking in the mirror later, like, dead ass? Like,
boo.
Dead ass.
Dead ass, my guy.
Yeah. He's
gonna
leave.
Your head was too high. You gotta go deeper in it. Right.
Jasmine, how like do you say head ass?
Oh, head ass?
It's like cosplaying a New Yorker.
Head ass. Okay. I am cosplaying. I'm gonna get in trouble. Because last week I angered the New Yorkers because I said I would wear those open toe Tims. So I'm
really, I would too. Don't even hate. I'm about to get them. I'm about open to get me the open toe Timberland sandals. Fuck y'all. Getting them. I'm rocking. Roxy, yeah, fix your face. I'm getting them open Timberland sandals. Timberlands all year.
Huh? Look at it.
So they Tims? I can't because I'm on my phone. I can't look at nothing else. Someone send me a picture for later.
I sent it to you. It's Tims, but they sandals. And they got a little heel on it.
Mm-hmm. Little platform, little
it's gonna give you a little height, so you could be sexy and
marker.
You're fucking lying.
Someone hold it up or draw it.
I'm about to stop these, Lou.
Yeah,
I can stop it right there.
Look at that. Ain't that cute?
Which one?
The one Pat has are not bad. Those Tahirs?
The Tahir ones is fire. I don't know what you're talking about.
Where is you going?
Everywhere.
Hey, that's listen, crazy. Those are for if you out of date, you got to curb stomp a nigga just to get
like, when I used to be back in New York, right? Every function I go to is either ends up with a shootout or somebody getting a fight. Or I went to a baby shower and it turned into a shootout and I had to run.
What?
Listen, I was holding somebody's strange baby and I dropped the baby.
Why do you keep hanging with these people? That's what I would ask myself. Like when I'm in the car or whatever subway you were taking home, like why do I keep hanging?
So we went, why And it was shooting. We was by the car, like, yo, this is the last time I'm coming to this type of shit.
And
like,
the babies were shooting.
Yeah,
that wasn't my baby. That ain't my problem.
Hey, let's go ahead and put this to a vote right now.
Crazy. We're
gonna
put this that poor bed, baby. This I'm not going to New York.
This is out of pocket right now. What y'all going? Y'all going with the thought bubble, or y'all going with the random text posted once every day?
Text.
You said pictures. Is video included?
It could be anything.
Oh, I gotta go thought bubble, baby.
Thought bubble.
Thought bubble.
Thought bubble. Thank you for clarifying, Roxy.
I'm like, no.
Thought bubble.
Hey.
Somebody's birth canal is on their phone.
What you nasty whores got on your phone?
Thought bubble.
It ain't, hey, it's other people's stuff. I don't need they stuff out. Look at me. My pearls, I don't need, you know, stuff be going down. You know,
it's you got vulnerable home. Stuff.
You're going to get banned.
From the phone or the thumb.
Why are you crossing your arms like that?
I don't know. I just picture all the stuff
damn.
That could have popped. I'm like, oh my God.
Phones, bro.
You closing a robe you don't have. You're like, it's like you're wearing a hoodie.
That's how exposed she feels.
I'm like, oh, it's a wrap.
So we go drop. It looks like Thought Bubble has it on that one. I still let my text go. I don't care. Jump into this next topic right after this. Would you rather tour Antarctica versus Area 51?
Area 51. That'd be fire. Oh, wait. We're allowed to be there though, right?
Yeah, you're allowed to either one of them. So in Antarctica, you have a guide, and the same thing with Area 51.
Okay. Well, but if Google Maps has taught us anything, there's a lot of things in Antarctica that we don't know about and we need to investigate.
But first of all, Antarctica is a whole continent, so that would take four fucking ever. Second of all, you could be, imagine being disappointed. Imagine it's just all snow. And you're like, damn.
But then you get to see that.
You know good and damn well it ain't all snow.
You know
there's no way all the countries, even the ones that are beefing right now, have come to agreement and like, all right, don't fuck with my oil, but we all agree should no one go.
Because they said that's the fourth, like the third wall or some shit. And after that is Asgard.
Nah, that's too cold. Because also, Area 51 is documented. We know that there's alien stuff there. And there could be stuff taken from Antarctica and files from Antarctica. So I might still find out without being cold as hell.
I don't know. Antarctica look like I'll have more fun, like a safari. What's a reverse safari? What's a snow safari?
Is that walking just like a trick?
Yeah. Why don't have no name, Pat? Why don't have no name?
Ain't no animals.
On a sled?
Yeah, that's what I'm picturing. I'm like, I'm gonna be in that bitch lush. And it's a polar bear and an otter. And I saw this dude on TikTok that's in Antarctica doing a thump. And then they be showing a food they be making. They be eating. It was just food.
But it's popsicles and shit.
They don't cook it. I don't know. Area 51 don't sound like they don't have no good food on a tour. I don't know. I know that shouldn't be the sole reason.
That's not even
very important. What's on the tour for Eric? I don't really care about aliens.
Area 51 sound like they don't have no good food on the tour.
I don't know.
You worry about good food on the tour.
I was like, who got the food? What are the attractions?
Antarctica has no good food.
Area 51 would actually have good food because there's people working there. It's probably a cafeteria. There's probably a vending machine.
Cafeteria probably lame as fuck though. I ain't gonna hold.
That's what I'm saying. It's government ran.
Antarctica,
they was cooking. Pat, I'm gonna send you the video when I get my phone back. But they
don't even know if they're gonna be your tour guide.
I looked up Antarctica food. I'm sorry, Roxy, you ain't gonna like it. While Old Bay, biscuits, sugar, and butter are staples in Antarctica.
That is not what they had in that damn video.
Why is that a staple in Antarctica? Why are they eating biscuits over there?
You said sugar and butter is a staple?
Yeah, they said it like they were whole foods. Sugar, pemmican, butter, and cheese. Like those are just
okay, good phone. Can you look up it was a man on TikTok? And they was cooking. He had cake.
I feel like there's more technology we can use and find in Area 51. Like, there's, like, we can uncover some things, you know?
I will say this. Here, I thought about it because I was researching before I answered. Okay. Area 51 is only,
Okay.
Tahir, is the tour free?
Yes, you're getting a pick.
Why are y'all worried about this stuff? Y'all worried about the snacks and the ticket price?
Hear me out. If it's free, I'm going to say Antarctica because Area 51 is only an hour flight away from L.A. I can go to Area 51. We can do that next weekend.
Well, here's Antarctica. The thing.
You can't.
It's always a scenario and the genie always makes the rules. So in this scenario, you have access to one or the other.
Marvel,
you can't just go to Area 51 and you can't just go to Antarctica to like search around. Like you literally have to be either on assignment or hired to be there. Like you can't just be walking around Antarctica. So in this scenario, you have free clearance to one or the other.
I can do whatever I want.
I mean, don't fuck a polar bear.
Oh, yo, why you pervert? I was going to steal. You went straight to set.
It's a tour. Can you steal on a tour? It's still a government. Secret building. Why do you guys think you could just pop into Area 51? Like, yeah, that's closer.
First of all, I've never heard anybody ask the wizard. I mean, do we have to pay? Like,
what's admission?
How much in a ticket price?
Area 51.
Y'all gonna freeze to death looking at nothing snow in Antarctica thinking that the predators out there.
You're right.
It's freezing. You know how long it takes to get there? Yeah. It's gonna take like a week to
You can't wear none of your skirts, Roxy. None of
Oh my God.
Roxy, you have to wear a whole pants.
Nah, I'm out.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, like, bro, if you go to Antarctica, though, you prepare for it. You got your long johns on. You probably got some sweats on. And you got some overalls on. Like the thing.
Oh, you gotta wear drawers in Antarctica. Nah, bro, I'm out. I'm going Area 51.
Yeah.
Cause I'm anemic. So I shouldn't even say Antarctica.
Y'all are picking the worst reasons of all time to do this.
Is the wizard gonna make me not anemic?
They're like, do you want to learn about aliens? What's the food looking like over at Area 51?
You're 100% leaving with new information in Area 51. You leave it with just cold nipples at Antarctica. You ain't gonna see nothing. You're not gonna see nothing out there.
And I'm surprised that you wouldn't want to go to Antarctica after all the stories we've done on Antarctica.
Yeah, I mean, I want to know what's out there, but if I had the choice of Antarctica and Area 51, Area 51 probably has stuff and information on Antarctica, so I'll learn it, but it's like, it's too high of a risk. Like, thought of going out there and going through all of that and not seeing anything, because it's a whole continent. They could show us, you know how tours are, they could show us the lower half where there's...
No, nothing. Man, this is not that type of tour. This, come on, it's the Wizards tour, so this is going to be like, you're going to see something. At
you can see the Southern Lights.
Okay.
So it's just gonna be not like the Northern Lights. No.
Nope, regular shit.
Southern Lights are a thing. I looked it up.
No,
she looked it up. Okay, what? I do have one more.
Look up the admission to go see the Southern Lights.
He's like, oh, you can see the stars out there, nigga. Yes, you did a bunch of places.
Do you know all the rumors surrounding Antarctica? Are you
no? World? Tell me more. I love a rumor.
So, I love like the myths or rumor mill about Antarctica is that one, it could be like a portal to the center of the Earth.
That's what you're saying.
They're also saying that it could be a portal to another dimension. Like when I say that you have to be cleared by like a certain, I don't even know if it's a branch of government. Like you have to be cleared by some treaty for all the countries that already have people there that are researching and doing the work there, because you, as a regular person, you can't just go to certain parts of Antarctica. Like, you don't have access to it.
So wait, all these scientists from all these different countries are in there, like, working together to figure out what's going on?
Supposedly, it's just researchers there.
But they're so it's also like the Olympic Village, but full of nerds. They're in there fucking. I want all their business.
Y'all reason is trash. Fun.
Well, for flat earthers, they say like that past that wall, like once you get to Antarctica, like the next stage over is like Asgard and some other shit, like these real realms. Darnage. Like it's a portal to another realm. Like, it's crazy.
Area 51 is just aliens. That's what we know. Or whatever is unworldly. Antarctica could be a magical realm with snacks.
Y'all think Thor is over there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Go down the rabbit hole, Jasmine. Go down the rabbit hole on TikTok about Antarctica. It's going to blow your mind.
Thor is just in there. Like,
Thor. Why is Thor cold?
This shit cold as hell.
He's a guy. Yeah, I'm going to Antarctica. They got little animals. Area 51 just sound boring. I don't want to read all the papers. I'll go to the library if I want to read
all
shit.
The papers.
There's alien bodies and ships and stuff.
Foxy,
they are not going to give you no paperwork to read. I'm 100% sure.
So we just walk around looking in this one area of 51.
He's like, what about 1 through 50? Why do I only get one area?
What about other areas? Antarctica is a whole continent.
This one area of 51 is
stupid. I don't want no reports.
You are not Mulder and Scully. They are not going to hand you a binder and say, here.
Roxy, for whatever reason, we need you to read this.
Yeah,
I didn't come in for this.
Like, thank God Roxy's here.
Roxy's gonna be like, pictures only, please. Do you have a picture of Asgard?
If that shit pops up, there's a graphic novel. I'm not reading that shit. So yeah, like, I'm gonna go play in Antarctica. Snacks. Yes. Oh, alien snacks is probably fire.
They gonna turn around and Roxy's not gonna be in the tour. Like, where's she come to? The cafeteria?
Gift shop.
She in Area 51 asking aliens if they want to wrestle. How much you want?
Y'all be the alien ass. Yeah, you know what? Area 51 sounds fun. Cause I'm not beating no polar bear ass. I can give an alien a run.
Why don't y'all want to know stuff? I don't get it.
Oh yeah.
Ignorance is bliss, man. They like just give me the food.
I wonder if
okay.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, I guarantee the food ain't gonna be nothing different than like what you would find on like an army base, probably.
Ain't no gourmet.
Find out some stuff. Sorry, I have so many questions. If I do find out stuff, am I gonna get killed with my knowledge after?
It's a tour.
I could have this knowledge.
No, it's yours.
It's a tour. Why would they kill you at the end of the tour?
Like, if I find out something that I'm not supposed to know, what can I do with that? Can I go sell that knowledge? Can I write a book?
Like anything else, if you don't have any proof, you know, it's just your word.
Oh,
like, they're gonna let you, they're not gonna let you pull your phone out. So,
then that's bullshit.
But you would know.
I'm going to Antarctica.
You can't record in Antarctica either.
What? I'm staying home.
You don't have a choice.
Neither? You tell the wizard neither? Nah, actually, I'm good with it.
Can I just have some Delta points instead and just go to
I'm gonna meet Jasmine going to brunch. Like, I'm not gonna do that.
Hey, Delta points to Antarctica is crazy though. Like, that's like 30,000
points. That's some bullshit. That just made me so mad. What's this wizard? How can you have a camera?
How you like, okay. In Area 51, they probably would never let you walk in with a camera, but in Antarctica, You got on gloves and mittens. How the fuck you gonna work a camera? How you gonna even launch the camera app but on
not,
your phone?
Not even to hear something. The wizard has not even been photographed. They be having that shit secluded. You can't even like if you try to look for it on the map, it's just like
I'ma draw that shit.
Now you Leo DiCaprio, you over here sketching shit on the
you walking through with a notepad in Area 51.
It's gonna look like some bullshit. It's just a stick figure with the fucking and snow. A circle for it's the like snowing. This is me in Antarctica. The dangers, the secrets.
Notebook.
Where's
my drawing notebook?
Let me see your sketches.
I'm finna sketch your ass. All the pages
of life, Roxy, it was a lot of snow. It was just a lot of snow.
Here we go. It was snow when they had some dogs.
She gonna have a disclaimer like what you're about to see might be disturbing. This the fucking sketch in the snow.
Bunch of stick figures. You.
Thor with a hammer.
And it's gonna be mad cold. You can't even draw that fast. You're gonna have mittens on.
Right.
You're gonna be shaking so much the drawing is gonna be all fucking
this
static.
Is hard.
Look, you would have ready to you ready to mush past so much stuff and that's all you drew?
A snowman?
It took you that long to draw a snowman?
Right. What if you went viral and people were like, damn, she really did go to Antarctica? That's crazy. Tell us more.
You can see on this map.
No, Roxy. Oh, no, 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 sweetie.
No, I want to go to Area 51.
Area 51 for you, Lou?
Yeah.
I don't know. What if they moved everything? There's been movies and everybody knows about Area 51. What if they moved all the good stuff? Area 52.
You get there like, hey, man, it's Area 51? No. Let's see what happened. What?
It's just a bunch of voting shit there and political stuff.
Oh, that would suck.
Oh, all those ballot boxes.
What y'all going with? What you doing, Javon?
As much as I stood up for Antarctica, I'm actually going to pick Area 51.
Yeah, come to the other side.
Only because it is negative 76 degrees right now in Antarctica.
Damn, ooh. You checked the weather?
I checked the weather.
Fucking nerd.
Nerd. I like to be prepared.
You do.
Wait, negative 76 degrees Fahrenheit?
Yeah.
Hell no. Nah. Absolutely
you
not.
You know what? And you know what's funny? I'm switching my answer. And I even drew a map of Antarctica and everything. But negative...
Wait. Keep it up.
That's not how you spell
Antarctica. That's not even how you spell it.
That's an R.
Okay, I was about to say it. If that is an R.
That's an R.
Your pen ran out of ink?
No. Put it back up.
No, don't try to correct it.
That was an R. Ant art.
That's not how you spell it. Is it Arctic? Arctic has an extra C in it.
Oh, wait a minute. Spell
did you write Google on the side? What did you write on the
stay
side?
Here. I'll be writing.
It's A-R-C-T-I-C-A.
You can't draw shit when you
Antarctica.
Ant, spell it. Ant, arc,
A-R-C-T-I-C-A.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't even an R, it was a C.
Arctica.
Y'all know I taught English? That's crazy. So, that's not geography. Depressing. Not geography, baby.
That'd be like a pretty name. Honestly, that would be a pretty name. Why is nobody named
Antarctica?
What's in it? Antarctica?
That sounds mad ghetto, too.
Sounds mysterious.
I like Antarctica. Somewhere you ain't never been.
She cold and mysterious.
Antarctica.
London, Paris, Antarctica.
Like my girl, Antarctica. Cute. Come here, Antarctica.
That's cute. I'm going Vegas, because Vegas. I'm going Area 51.
He's going somewhere else.
Okay, so Area 51 for Roxy. What did you say, Jasmine?
Area 51.
Lou?
Area 51.
Pat?
Area 51.
51 as well, man. 51 unanimous on that one, man. We're going to jump into this last
negative topic. 76 is insane. Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to jump into this final topic right after this. Would you rather live with no police in a lawless land versus everything you do and say is monitored?
Well, that's Big Brother. Like that now.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Nah, but I'm talking about everything. Like they know... Like, if you say some shit like North Korea monitored, like, internet monitored, if you send a text message like, whoever running for president is dumb, like, crime type monitored, like, that type of shit.
Okay. Like, minorities, they gonna fall out the sky and bust up in the house and take it?
Yeah, it was a movie with Christian Bale and Taye Diggs. I forget what it was.
That's so random.
I'm not watching it.
It was an older movie, but it was like they didn't encourage free thinking. Like you couldn't have certain books that was not like talked about.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. That's my movie.
Yes.
Equilibrium.
Equilibrium.
It's called Equilibrium. That movie cold as fuck, yo.
It's a lady in the water and some stuff pop up, or is that a completely different movie?
Completely different, Rossi.
Okay, nope. Keep going.
Yeah,
you would like it though. It's a dystopian future, and like you can't have like no free will, or like you can't have like paintings and books and anything that encourages free will or thoughts or creativity. Oh, There's no creativity. Like, you got to kind of like make everybody be the same. Mm-hmm. You can't even wear color. Everybody wear brown. It's like Kanye.
This is such an interesting question, because what you're asking is, do you trust other people or yourself more? Like, in a world where everything you do is controlled, you'd have to control yourself constantly. In a world where there's no laws, no one would be controlled around you. So it's like, do you think strangers are bad, or do you think you're free? What do you like more, your freedom or hate strangers? Like, do we hate strangers more than we like our freedom?
You know what?
I don't trust people at all.
I was about to say, especially here, like maybe if we were in another country where we had been like taught to not be as shitty. You know what I mean? Like,
I gotta be on the ranch.
You see how people acted over toilet paper when the pandemic started?
That's what I'm saying. And that lady in the toilet paper.
You see how niggas acted over Jordans? Jordans weren't even a need. Yeah. It's not even a necessity. And niggas were getting robbed and beat up for Jordans. It's not even like toilet tissue. Nah, I don't trust niggas.
And but we can't handle art?
Well, no, that was just the movie. This one was just monitored.
Yeah.
So that just means you can't talk shit about the president and stuff, and everything else is just some guys watching?
Well, I mean, it's like closely monitored. So, I didn't go into specifics, but if you want specifics, I could give specifics.
Is it you giving specifics or the wizard?
The wizard.
Okay.
I think Tahir is the wizard.
So it'll be interesting. I'll do this, Lou. It'll be stricter than military law. So, you know, if you are infidelity on your spouse or partner, that's a lawful.
That. Yeah, do that shit.
Yeah, make it legal.
Do that. Go cheat if you want to. It's going to be a chopping block with your dick.
What if it's not him, it's you.
I'm gonna cheat. I'm a good woman. Women don't cheat. You don't know that?
We don't.
Women don't cheat.
Wait. So everybody is monitored individually, or just us?
In this world, so everybody you would be okay. you're the one picking what world we live in.
Oh God.
Wait.
So no, I can mess up the world for everybody?
Or you can make it better for everyone. It's all about how you look
man,
at it.
We finna all die in either one. We're all my thoughts monitor everything I do. I be stealing. So if I steal,
but honestly, you going to jail for sure, baby.
If we're in a lawless, we're in a lawless land. You know how much like hate crimes are gonna be up. Robbing, stealing, murder, all that shit's gonna be up.
The first week, everything would go to shit like the first week. It wouldn't even take that long.
It's like the purge. It would be just like the purge.
Oh, that sounds good, yeah. I'm gonna have to murder.
Roxy. You don't have to.
If it's a lawless land and somebody kicked my door in, I'm letting that thing sing. That's what I'm different. Saying. I don't even want to live my life, but then I got to live my life like that. Like, because people, especially certain people of certain hues, they're going to be acting crazy. You know they're going to be acting crazy, and I'm going to have to let that thing sing.
It's worse than a zombie apocalypse, low key.
Yeah, because you're just
at least zombies just want brains. They have one objective. Yeah. They just want to eat.
And they're not
just
smart. People going
We have to fight. You got to fight every. It's like we animals. We have to fight all day, every day. You're not sleeping. Heaven forbid you guys
make alliances on some Game of Thrones shit.
That ain't gonna work either.
You
gonna
get poisoned. You see how that worked out? Incest.
Money will have no value because
people, incest. People why would people just start smashing these?
There's no laws.
There's no law.
There's no law.
No money, like Lou said.
Not no morals, Roxy. No laws.
Patrick, that's a good question. But like, the reason why we have incest laws is because people already be doing it. You know,
some people really want to do it, and the laws are the only one.
They're like,
I ain't trying to. I ain't trying to go to jail though.
I saw a documentary where the dude had got his sister. Like, they didn't know they was related, and they were adopted or something like that.
Oh.
And they found out they were related, and then they had a kid. And then he was going to go to jail. Yeah, you see that? He was supposed to go to jail.
See, that's one of my biggest fears.
You stopped having sex with your sister and he kept doing it.
But they were married. Like,
I feel like if I met a male version of me, I would think he was so fine. Like, it would be, like if I didn't know he was my brother.
You'd be like, ooh, me.
Hi.
Incest.
That's crazy. And now you're going,
It's incest, Jasmine.
I'm just, if I didn't know he was my, that's why
you wouldn't check if he came in, his name was Jazz and he looked exactly like you wouldn't, like you wouldn't check, you would just be like, all right,
like,
let's have a kid real
go
quick
to brunch too. It's like
you're not gonna ask any questions that could deter her.
Now,
like, what's your last never mind.
What is your birthday?
My last name is Ellis.
<Your birthday?
laughs> My name is Jazz Ellis. Sex now.
Really?
Let's figure it out later.
Lose.
It's a lawless land. Come on.
Yeah, no. It would be too scary.
Damn. It would be hella scary though, but think about the Wild West. Like, niggas didn't have no phones. It was just like a game.
But it was still a sheriff.
They could take all your shit, kill everybody.
Yeah.
There's still consequences.
They still had laws. Mm-hmm. They still had
they
laws.
They did. Mm-hmm. They did, Lou. But like, if it's one town per sheriff and a gang of 15 niggas come in with guns and rifles, like, nigga.
Give me a rep.
I'm not going to tell nobody I'm a sheriff.
You get a posse, and the sheriff and the posse take down the outlaws.
And then there was wanted posters. So it wasn't like there were no, it was probably worse. I don't even know if there was trials. They just threw you in a cage and forgot about you.
If the drawers was like what Roxy was doing, you will never find the fucking person that was wanted. Like this you? Like, nah, that ain't me, bro.
And you only had horses, so you couldn't go that far. You couldn't flee.
It's like, sir.
That was him.
Let me ask y'all.
Like this?
In that type of situation, in the lawlessness, would you still want to be in the city, or would you like try to go out to the country or rural area? Would you try to get to an island or anything like that? Would you stay exactly where you're at?
Definitely not where I'm at.
But I don't have to be reading too many stories. I was reading a story about during the war, and this lady had got trapped with these soldiers, and they were just like assaulting her over and over for years. And then that song, what's that? The moon, Dancing in the Moonlight. That, did y'all hear about that? Like the real story behind that?
No, what story?
The guy that wrote it and his wife got ended up, like some kind of shipwreck. Something happened where they were on this island, and these people assaulted, like beat him up and assaulted the woman. And so he wrote that song as what he wished would have happened. But yeah, she got like assaulted.
Damn.
So it's like, yeah. So I'll be thinking about stuff like that. It's like, even if you're on an island and you think you're safe, you don't know who lives there. There's no consequences, especially like as a woman.
Yeah, but that's, you got to get a couple of them things.
But they're going to
be worse though.
Too.
Hey man, it's a shootout. We got an old fashioned shootout.
At least on an island, you just have to kill a limited amount of people. Cause you could if you Rambo, you take everybody out. You out that's your island now.
You set traps, set booby traps.
Like, you just in LA.
If I'm in Van Nuys, there's a lot of people on this block.
You got problems every day.
Off. Yeah. Right. I would go live in some remote swamp with like a moat around it if we went lawless.
A swamp?
I mean, you could just get a cabin and build a moat.
That's true.
With a little baby drone.
We'll go to East Texas, Jasmine. I got some people out there.
Yeah, people have to swim through gators to get to us. Like,
then the gators can get you.
But then you can eat the gators.
I can train the gators.
You train them. Give them meat. Let them know, look, I'm supplying your food. Don't fuck with me. Look,
people do be training gators, and they taste delicious. Like, you start acting up, that thing. Once the moral is you got to keep that thing. At least one thing. Multiple things will be best.
Multiple.
At least one thing.
But then you're going to run out of bullets. How you going to get bullets?
Oh, my God, that's true.
So, look, thing I've seen, you can make your own bullet. You can have a little thing, and you can make your own bullet.
You must. Right? Is that a musket?
Nah, muskets when you
okay, put it in I for like my that. Final answer now, based on what was just said.
There's a contraption that you can make if you can get the casing, like whatever casings that you use, you put it on the little machine, you pack it with the gunpowder, and you...
People are going to be fighting Jack for them Reacher, supplies, though.
You saw Jack Reacher, Roxy?
Ooh, the movie or the show?
Yep. No, not the show, the movie. The first one. No.
I like the
y'all
show.
Y'all going to send me this list. It's all, I'm going to watch the movie.
The show and the movie.
You're in for a treat.
Hey, did you know the dude that's in the show, you know he can sing?
He was on American Idol.
This big motherfucker be singing, bro.
He's huge. He's gigantic.
He's gigantic.
He's a big ass, like, lumberjack white boy that be singing his ass off.
I heard he went out for Thor just because, like, he auditioned for it because he was just like, I look like him. But, like, they were just like, but you can't act. And he was like, good point. and so Chris Hemsworth got it. And then he just been, like, getting his reps up. And now he's going out for Batman. I feel like he would be a good Batman.
Well, they say Jensen Ackles is going to be Batman.
Ooh.
Really?
Oh, damn. Mm.
Yes.
Who's that?
He's Java. In the Boys.
Finest.
He plays, who's he in the Boys? But you ever seen Supernatural?
No, I've seen The Boys. What's his name?
Jensen Ackles. And he also does the voice of for Batman on the animated series.
So he already got a way in.
Who was he in the... Now you're making me...
He got the cadence down.
Who's he in The Boys?
He came in on season 3. What's his name?
Oh, I haven't seen season 3 yet.
Was he... He swole... Daddy, ain't that him?
You said what?
I remember he was Homelander's daddy. What's his name? The super soldier guy.
That motherfucker was crazy. Super soldier, whatever.
He's crazy ass.
Yeah.
Came in and he was, damn it, what is his name?
Hold on, I'll tell you. Right,
look
now.
Up his daddy. Yeah, he's I smashed. Is he in the Lawless Land?
He said he smashed. Hey, let's put it to a vote.
He's
man.
Soldier
man.
Boy.
Yeah, soldier.
Soldier boy. That's hilarious.
Let's put it to a vote. Let's put it to a vote. What y'all doing? Y'all doing soldier. A lawless land? Or y'all doing strictly monitored?
Monitored. I ain't trying to. It's too much going on. Monitor me, baby. I need some rules.
Yeah, monitor.
I need some rules.
When you start talking about how to make your own bullets, I realize I'm too lazy to defend myself in the lawless world. So I'll damn. Take monitor. I was like, I am not making my own bullets. I barely make dinner. Nope. Monitor me.
But they're trying to kill you. Nah.
Nah, yeah, we got. I'm good.
We have a knife.
Put a podcast on and make some bullets. You be all right.
What you going with, Pat?
Monitored.
Yeah. The lawless land sounds good almost at first, but then you think about it, you talking through, you be like,
when did it sound good?
Fighting, huh?
When did that sound good?
Defund the police, bro. Defund the police. We out here.
You gotta fight every day. That's exhausting, man. I did that shit already. That shit's not.
I think it's funny because we all live in the city, so it's so easy for us to just monitor us because we like we already live somewhere so lawless. You know what I mean? You see the way people park, and you're like, you have no empathy for others.
People park. It gets way worse than that, Jasmine. Way worse.
This is the first thing like, that took me,
That car took me over the edge.
If you double park at a hospital, you would murder someone for fun. Yeah, like there's,
you have no clue.
Sociopaths out here.
All right, well, it looks like we are unanimous with the monitor, man. Shout out to our special guest today. We got Roxy Hayes. We got Jasmine Ellis. Shout out to the OG squad, Patrick Cloud, Lulu Gonzalez. Out to hear more. Thank y'all so much for watching. This has been another episode of Squadcast Versus, and we'll see you next week. Peace, guys.